doctors in the United States, which means that we actually offer a lot of surgical services for one fee, which includes the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, and the facility, as opposed to your standard medical billing where you get billed for every aspirin and every
Band-Aid. Was that the reason that got started, because of the feasibility of locations and the price?
It got started originally by a group of ear, nose, and throat surgeons that were that just needed a place to do simple procedures. And then
As opposed to going to a hospital
every
time.
And then over time, what's happened is cases have migrated from the hospital to the surgery center as the technology's gotten better, as the surgery has become less invasive, as people want to go home and return to their lives.
So most of the surgeries are in and out, aren't they?
99% of them are. We keep a few patients overnight throughout the year, but 99% of our patients go home the same day. And that's including now, believe it or not, it's including hip and knee replacement surgery.
Really? In and out?
Yep.
What's the one I see on TV where they say you get a little slit in your back and all of a sudden you're healed? Is that legit?
Well, it depends on who you're looking at, but probably. We do a lot of microscopic spine surgery now.
That's what it's called?
And the heaviest advertiser there is Laser Spine Institute, which does the same things that we do, which are microscopic decompression operations.
So that does work, huh?
Absolutely, for the right indications.
And how many locales do you have in this area?
Well, we've got, believe it or not, we actually have five centers. We've got one up in Capitola on 41st Avenue. We've got two in downtown Monterey, one in Ryan Ranch, and one in Salinas. Those five centers together, they do about 17,000 operations per year. That's more operations than
Chomp. So they're working every day. Right?
That's more than Chomp?
That's more than Chomp, Natividad, and Salinas combined.
Combined.
It's if we were a hospital, we would be the fourth busiest hospital in the state of California.
Wow.
Behind Kaiser, UCLA, and Stanford Medical Center in terms of the number of procedures we do. Now, there's a lot of really simple eyeballs and ear, nose, and throats and all that kind of stuff, but that's 17,000-plus operations a year of people that come in and go out same day.
So how do you keep the cost low? Is it because they got to pay up front, or how does it work?
Combination of factors. It's really efficient is really what it boils down to. You know, we only kind of do one thing, which is surgery. And so when we're not keeping patients overnight and we're getting patients in and out the same day, the amount of time that they interact with the institution is shortened. And as you guys know, if you've ever been in a hospital, the longer you stay, the bigger the bill.
That's right. What's the most popular, I hate to use that word, most popular operation right now?
I honestly probably don't know. I'd say it's probably cataracts. We probably, on a volume basis, do more cataract surgery. Like, here's a good example. You know, 30 or 40 years ago, you probably used to get admitted to Chomp for a day before a cataract surgery, have a cataract done, and spend a week after.
Really?
Feeding the fish at the koi pond.
Exactly.
Now, that's right. One of our ophthalmologists operates on the same day I operate, and I see him, and he's routinely doing 10 cataracts before 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's now...
It only takes an hour.
It's only a 15 or 20-minute procedure.
It takes 1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour for you, and that's probably in and out time. You know, the actual time in the operating room's down to, 30 minutes, and he's got a computer and a laser, and it works.
It works 99.9% of the time, maybe 100%.
That's the thing that's happened in the United States. You know, the average American now has 8 or 9 operations in the course of their lifetime. And most of those operations, 75% of them, will now be done in a surgery center over the course of their lifetime. So that includes your cataracts and your ear, nose, and throats and your skin biopsies and all that stuff. So what we provide is the simple commodity operations that are done on a regular basis over the course of people's lives. And as time goes on, you'll see more and more that hospitals will become a place for complex trauma care, organ transplantation, ICU type stuff.
But isn't it the case now where hospitals don't want you there over a day anyway? They try to get you in and out.
They're subject to the same market forces that we are. So insurance companies are trying to restrict the amount that they pay them because they know they can get the same procedure done for less elsewhere. We have a little bit of an effect on that. So yeah, we see that as well.
But what about insurance? How does that work with you guys?
Well, so we're an in-network organization. So we bill your insurance. And
interesting. Yeah. There was a special on something last night. We were watching a little bit of something that had some of this on it. On one of the news, I think it could have been the NBC Nightly News or something. It had some of this on it. It was a guy in Texas that needed rotator cuff surgery, but it was going to be, $18,000, and he was only paid $8,000 by doing going to a place like this, and it was in Oklahoma. He drove up to Oklahoma to have it done, but he said he had to pay it all up front, and there was no insurance. That's why it was so cheap.
Yeah, that's not. There are some places around the United States that do that. In our situation, we typically, you'll know before you come in the, on the day of surgery what your insurance is going to pay, and in our network, most insurance companies will want to incentivize you to come to see us, so oftentimes they'll lower your copay or they'll waive your deductible. And then there's other places that, you know, just depends on the local insurance market, what's happening at the state level. That stuff is too complicated for me to understand.
It's so amazing that this is happening because it just makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
So what would you say the average savings would be going to your center as opposed to a regular hospital? How much would they save on a given operation?
On a given average, what we would call a high acuity operation, mm-hmm. meaning something that's relatively complicated, like a spine operation or an orthopedic operation, we would expect our bill to be about a third of what it would be in a hospital.
Terrific.
And your cost out of pocket should be substantially lower. But it's the same surgeon doing the same procedure. He does it on Monday at the hospital. He does it Tuesday at the surgery center. And we just see the volume growing
over
time.
Give those locations again and how they get a hold of you, doctors.
Capitola on 41st Avenue. Two locations in downtown Monterey. One in Ryan Ranch and one in Salinas. You can Google Monterey Surgery Center. You'll find us. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. All right. Love it. Hey, Dr. G.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, G.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.
Thanks.
Stay dry.
Hey, well, by the way, where do you live?
I live in the Carmel Highlands, and I've got trees down everywhere.
Yeah?
It's been nuts. I had a huge tree that just missed my house about 3 weeks ago, and in the process of getting that one cleared out, I had another couple that needed to go, and if those hadn't have gone in the last couple of weeks, they'd be sitting on my roof right now.
So where are you? I was up Upper Walden for 10 years.
I'm on Lower Walden.
Oh, yeah. Where Joan Fontaine lived.
Yep, just across the street from Joan Fontaine.
Yep. Wow, cool. All right, thanks, Doc.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you,
thanks
too.
Again.
Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center, and they're founded in 1982 by local surgeons to offer excellent service, superior quality, and low transparent pricing on the website. All right, there he is right there. Shagbag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM and 101 FM. It's Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno. Our star of the hour is here,
that's
and our
right.
hour of power, Eric Gray.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What are you doing out there?
Hey, you got some
You're running
people
around
going
all
out,
over the place.
Huh?
I feel important today.
Yeah, Why is that? You have bodies out there?
Yeah, we had a group of 25 guys that were supposed to play somewhere else, and we're unable to.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we're accommodating them. They're getting ready to go off right now.
Yeah, because we got power over here.
Yeah.
And we got power to charge up carts.
We got power.
This show has power.
We got the power.
The hour of power with Rex Humbard.
We're shaking. In a groove, and we're getting them going. They're going to go off at about 10 o'clock. So,
did you guys ever lose power over here?
It was on and off yesterday a few times. There was about an hour window where it would go off for 2 minutes, pop back on, stay off for 10 minutes, go back out. So it was, it was
the teaser.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's happening out here with this weather? Any trees down or anything like that? Or
you know, I didn't hear much from Vince this morning from the maintenance crew. So yeah. I think we survived.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got power, which is good. So yeah, things are good. We got people playing golf. We are on the cart paths only, obviously.
Right,
it's a little
sure.
wet out there, but the good thing is they're playing golf. So
that's
yeah,
right.
they came to
that's
town
right.
to play golf.
Yeah,
and you're accommodating them. That's
exactly.
pretty nice. Pretty
yeah.
nice.
So,
And speaking of golf, tell us about the greatest deal in golf.
Yes, our wonderful Duke's Club membership. $350 for a yearly fee gets you some great discounted deals out here with us at Del Monte, Spyglass Hill, and Spanish Bay, along with Sammy's favorite, the 20% off at the restaurants.
That's right.
Over at Pebble. So, it's a great deal. You're the one always saying chow time, right?
I mean, it's always chow time.
And then we offer some great monthly specials to Duke members. Currently, right now, we're doing a $45 Sunday. We moved up their twilight rate an hour and a half, typically 12:30. We moved that up for them to 11 o'clock this month, which is $35.
Terrific.
Carts are included for Duke members, you know, January, February. So it's really a great deal and a way to get some great deals on
Any
golf.
Any tournaments or anything we should know about coming up?
You know, we've got a fun one that we started last year called the Del Monte's March to Pebble. It's a two-man match play event that we play out here at Del Monte.
Oh, right.
So I've got 32
Is that on
teams.
Wednesdays?
No, it's we give them basically a week to complete their match.
Okay.
And it's just like we kind of you know, mimicked it after the March Madness 32 team bracket
by elimination, right?
So yeah, you lose, you're out, and the final two teams stand and get to go play Pebble Beach on April 9th. So,
okay, how do they get a hold of you if they want a Dukes membership?
Give us a call in the golf shop, 831-373-2700. We can sign you up right over the phone. Get you going.
And okay. Tee times available today and tomorrow, and you're open
all week.
Yeah, come on out and see us. I mean, we got a lot of people playing today, so you guys might as well come out too.
There you go. All right. Love
it. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks,
Eric,
guys.
Gray, the host pro here.
All right. And we've got Bill Moore from the Golf Mart Superstore. Bill, what's happening?
How much, guys? I made it to work okay. I hope it sounds like you did too.
Yeah.
Pretty night.
You guys, I heard that you're over in PG, right? I heard PG did okay with power.
Yesterday morning it had flickered a little bit, but last night we were okay.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so far so good. Definitely a lot of down trees around, so definitely be careful out there. We got both the new driver releases of the year, both doing really well, the Callaway Epic and then the TaylorMade M Series. If you got time, bring your driver down and get on back there, and we'll put you to work and compare them, see if we can't find you a few more yards or a few more fairways at least. New Pro V1 is in. We're all ready. If we just get some golfing weather, we'd be good to go.
And what about like stuff like rain gear and umbrellas and all? You get all that stuff.
You know, I have a lot of holes in my umbrella rack for the first time in about 3 years.
Yeah.
But we'll get them filled back in. Definitely have a lot of rain gear. We've been getting filled back in there. But got all my Adidas 15% off.
Right.
If you need it, come on in because... if you're going to get out there and play some golf this next week, you're going to need it.
Absolutely. All right, Bill, thanks. And give us your hours today and tomorrow.
We're closing up at 6 today. Tomorrow, Sundays, we're 10 to 5.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Come on now.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you soon. Bill Moore from the Golf Mart Superstore, 2040 Fremont Boulevard in Seaside. 583-1000 for everything golf. They will not be undersold. And let's talk about Craig Ling.
Yeah, Craig Ling, one of the...
and the Sandbar. We'll talk about Craig Ling and the Sandbar.
He's the owner of the Sandbar and Grill. And after one of the broadcast days last week, Dave, his lovely wife, Terry, and I, we had dinner there.
Yeah, we did.
With the owner.
With Craig.
With Craig, and we had the usual sandevs, calamari, garlic bread, and just about everything.
Their
wonderful
chowder.
Soups, yeah, clam chowder. It's one of the most popular restaurants on the peninsula. We love it. All the locals love it, and many of the visitors, many of the pros were there. And if you haven't experienced dinners or lunch or Sunday brunch, you better do it today. 373-2818 is the number to call. You better call for dinner reservations because they're quite busy. 373-2818 and Sunday brunch 10:30 till 2 at the Sandbar and Grill.
As a matter of fact, we had to call in a favor because we were Sunday after the AT&T, and he was still busy over there. So called over there and said, we want to come over about 5:30, and they said, well, we don't have anything until about 8. And we said, let me call a favor in. Craig took good care of us.
Yeah. He always does.
Not only that, but he took good care of us with Il Conto.
Tabaruni.
He's a great guy. Go down and see Craig Ling or any of his wonderful staff at the Sandbar and Grill under Wharf Number 2 in Monterey, 373-2818. Thanks to all of our great guests.
I got to have another drink,
please. Your nose fixed now.
Can I have one more drink?
By the way, did you see those guys drinking?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
before they
and
go
they're
going to
go play golf? Okay.
All those shooters.
Good luck.
Give me a shooter. I'm going to go play golf.
They had just tons of... they were drinking bourbon, and they were drinking a lot of vodka down there, and they were just pounding them down. So hope they have a safe time out there today here at Del Monte. Thanks to our guests on the show, including Bill Moore from the Golf Mart Superstore and Eric Gray from the shop next door. Dr. G from the Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center, thank you for being with us and telling us all about all the great services you offer. And speaking of services, Paul Ravella, our Gumbadi from the LNG LLP Attorneys at Law Firm. They got a lot of services that you can use too if you need to, and they're willing and able to help you out. Cohiba Dave Wilcox from the Humidor and the Peninsula Lounge, thank you very much. Kevin Phillips also from all his great restaurants, thank you. The Voice, Kevin Phillips, and thank you for listening to the show, all brought to you by the Pebble Beach Company.
Company, and the Del Monte Golf Course and Grill, home of the Duke's Club and home of the Shag Bag Show and all of our great sponsors. Thank you very much. We love you. We'll see you again next Saturday morning, live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course in beautiful Monterey by the Bay. And Sammy?
It's chow time.